Welcome back to the Star Tribune's Talking Preps podcast. My name is David Levake, and I am pleased to be joined by Adam Spurl, the freshly minted football coach at Maple Grove High School. How does it feel to hear that?
It's incredible to hear it. I've been dreaming about this for quite a while, and so now to actually have the opportunity in front of me is awesome.
You know, I was curious about some of the things in your background that we could kind of unpack a little bit, because I think that I'm like anybody else. I, as a reporter, I don't know much about you other than you've been a on the staff at Maple Grove for. So I've seen it reported 19 years, but I think it was actually 20. Is that right?
This was my 19th year on staff. I've been under Coach Lombardi for 11 years, and I was under Coach Craig Hansen for 8 years.
Okay. What threw me off is that The 2002 Maple Grove football coaching staff, the webpage, has you entering your 19th year with Crimson football. So I thought, well, technically then he had the fall of 2023, so that would have been 20. But yeah, if you say if you say 19, we can go 19.
Yeah, it's I've spent 19 years with Maple Grove, and I actually spent 2 years over with Wayzata.
Okay. So did you, were you on a staff with Lombardi there?
I actually wasn't. I was under or with Coach Anderson at the time.
So, got it.
Yeah.
Very good. And then you've been how many years, I know the last one or two, at least one or two that I have seen documented, but how many years have you been the DC, the defensive coordinator at Maple Grove?
Yeah. This past season was actually my eighth season as Lombo's D coordinator.
Got it. And how was that? I'm just curious, because that's what he does best. That's where he hangs his hat. And he was a situation where he had to incorporate your skills and your input. And how did that go in that as far as that relationship?
Yeah, honestly, Lombo is one of the brightest minds that I've known. That's for darn sure. And so for him teaching it to us, it made life a heck of a lot easier, because he's very detailed with everything that he does. And so he's been able to kind of give me the reins of it. But if there's something he doesn't like, he was definitely – he was around to obviously let us know too. And so I've had the best of both worlds, where I've had the opportunity to lead the D, but also him and I have chatted so darn much that I feel like I can say a lot of the things that he's also saying. So
very good. And let's go back a little bit further. You're coming from Avery, Wisconsin, in Western Wisconsin, as is according to the information I see. Is that correct?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I graduated way back in 1997. And back then I played all four sports. So I was busy every single season of the year. And so that's why right now I've been currently coaching football, basketball, and baseball. And so I don't have any time off either. And so for me, it's just second nature.
I've heard of three sport athletes. Well, what was the fourth one you were managing?
When I was a high schooler, I played tennis in the spring.
Oh, okay.
And the primary reason was to try to get out of picking rocks on the farm, because school ball was our summer baseball.
Oh, okay. I knew something had to give there to make that fourth sport work, but that makes sense then. Okay, very good.
Yep.
And so take me all the way back in those days. When who or what planted the seed in your mind about coaching? Or maybe it was somebody else. Maybe it was a relative or something like that. But I'm just wondering where we can trace your athletic background and the coaching piece.
Yeah, honestly, looking back at my high school career, I had awesome coaches all the way through. Definitely impactful in different ways, but all of them made some type of impact. And so I originally went to St. Cloud State to go try to play baseball and study meteorology. Didn't end up making the team, and then ended up getting out of meteorology and jumped into elementary education. And even when I made that jump, though, I knew it was obviously the right decision for me, because I love teaching, but I love coaching even more. And so it was an opportunity to do both. And so I've been coaching ever since that first year of teaching.
Gotcha. It would have been fun to see you as a meteorologist, by the way.
Hey, I love the weather. I enjoy when we get bad weather and all that kind of stuff. And
all right.
It's fascinating to me.
Sorry about this wimpy winter we had, but I guess, that what can you do?
Ooh. I don't mind that, though. If I had spring, summer, and fall all year round, I'd be okay with that.
So you're married to a wife, Jessie, and you have two beautiful daughters. But I found online one or both of them are involved with cheerleading at Rogers High School. Is that right?
They do. I've got a senior and a junior this year.
Okay.
They were both involved with cheerleading. In fact, this weekend we're taking my oldest to UW Stout, okay. And she's trying out for the cheerleading team there.
All right. And so entice them to come to join you at Maple Grove?
No, we moved up to Rogers back in 2007.
Okay.
And they have enjoyed their time at Rogers, but the best part is they wear Maple Grove more often than one would think. And so it's kind of nice.
Very good. They're still supporting the dad's team.
Oh, absolutely.
Very good.
Yeah.
One of the things you said, it says you're known for, this is going to back to the football website, that you're known for, known and admired for his enormous calves, in parentheses. So what's the story there? That's just something you've always been blessed in that way?
I have. Granted, I did work hard as a kid working out, but I've got muscles that pop on my calves, and so the kids ask all the time, how'd you do that, and how can I get calves like that? And so it's kind of a running thing every single year. The kids see my calves and think, oh my god,
that's funny. I'll tell you about it now. I don't mean to insert myself into this interview process, but I had a friend who his girlfriend at the time, and now his wife, and they're the parents of two beautiful sons. She still is involved in dance, and we were up on vacation over Memorial Day many, many years ago, and I had shorts on, and she says to me, "You have an amazing calves."
Nice.
And well, to suffice to say, kind of like what you just said, it became a running joke with my friend group, you know. So it's all about Dave peacocking his calves or whatever. So I can appreciate the calf love. It's a good deal. So we'll have to have a calf off maybe sometime.
No doubt. In the early fall, I would wear shorts a lot just to, I guess, to show them off. But
darn right.
Now that I've gotten older, I am willing to wear pants a heck of a lot more than I. And on game day instead of shorts, but
all right. Well, maybe I'll catch you early in the year. We'll come out, make sure I get a Maple Grove game, and we can compare and contrast there. So, but very good.
There you go.
You said it's interesting because you were announced the head coach on Monday, and so CCX covered it and did a nice job. But boy, they had the audio. If you were going to listen to that at work or whatever, turn the volume down because man, that gym exploded. With cheers and whoops and hollers from your football players. And what was that like to receive that kind of reception?
It was amazing. I had my wife trying to come out onto the court with me, but at the same point, I had warned her that there was a slight possibility that this would happen because I had two of the kids that told me that they wanted to give me a fat sandwich because they're two of our bigger kids. And I thought, oh my goodness gracious. So I had a sneaky feeling it had a possibility of happening, but she found a way to get out of there. And then sure enough, they got around me, and I did give them a tough time though, because they messed up the hair that I do have, and they untucked my shirt. And so they definitely got me, and it was an amazing feeling though. That is for sure. We've got an awesome group of kids, and I'm looking forward to the next season. That's for sure.
Well, these guys remember that you are going to be the head coach now, and that you get to decide who has a little bit of extra conditioning. She should think they would have proceeded with a little more caution.
Yeah, no doubt. We do our runnings on Thursdays, and so the next couple Thursdays might have to have a little bit more included.
And what's it like for you to – I mean, you said this has been a dream opportunity. You said that on the microphone. Again, this is via the CCX coverage, and you said that, and I really could tell that your voice was cracking, and you were basically just barely holding it together emotionally in that moment. Am I reading that right?
Oh, for sure. I don't know. The time that both Coach Lombardi and I invested with these kids on our state championship run, we figured it out that there were so few a days that the kids weren't with us that they just become so ingrained within. We say Crimson on three, Family on six, and Champions on nine. And every time we say family, it clearly does mean something. And so it's, I don't know, the culture that we have set here at Maple Grove, I'm looking forward to keeping that going, that's for sure.
Yeah, the other thing you said during meeting the team, your introduction, there we go, the introduction to the team, you said,
yep.
You're not going to see much change, or you're not going to see much for change, and so, or much for changes. And I'm like, I'm wondering, like, you have to have your individual stamp on this as a head coach, but what would that individual stamp look like?
Yeah, honestly, so again, going back to Coach Lombardi, mm-hmm. him and I have talked numerous amounts of hours where both his wife and my wife, they knew that if I said, hey, I'm going to go talk to Lombo for a quick second, they knew that was probably going to be an hour. And so that's where, in all honesty, I feel like I'm going to be able to help replicate things that we've done in the past. And so that's where, when I think about just the fact that we're not going to see a ton of change, obviously not having Lombo on the field will be the biggest change. But otherwise, I hope you see the same brand of football that we've had the last handful of years, because the last 3 years were 31-5.
Wow.
And even the COVID year, we're 35-6 the last 4 years. And that's where I want our expectations to be as high as possible. And that's where I've mentioned it before with somebody else, but I do think my organization and ability to communicate are a couple of my strengths. And so I hope that you do see an efficient team out on the field there. Things are ran really well. And I think it'll show more in practice and then hopefully then translate onto the game as well.
So now how do you get started? You know, this off season would just be something where you do things, responsibilities as a defensive coordinator. But now as head coach, how much has that filled your schedule with some new opportunities and some new responsibilities?
You know what? This week's been obviously pretty hectic. But otherwise, again, to give Coach Lombardi credit, I've been on his hip basically the last 4 years. And so I've helped him with boosters and I've helped him with hiring guys and purchasing equipment and all that. And so I feel like I have a pretty good background of what to expect along those side. But now, now it's a little bit more of the day to day with, like, for instance, today with a possible interview or dealing with talking to admin about a student and things like that. And so, but otherwise, I hope things won't change a ton for me.
Yeah, sure. 17 starters return. That's a good place to point to as far as the strength of the team or the expected strength of the team again next year. And how excited are you to be able to have those guys kind of wear the saddle for you?
We've got 9 guys on offense and 8 on defense, and that's again technically just starters. We have a handful of guys though that saw the field that technically weren't even a starter in that last game. So that's where I think this is going to be one of our deepest teams we've had. Because I think we're going to be sitting around 80 to 85 juniors and seniors out. And the best part is we've got that many kids with experience already. And so as a first-year coach, I think it's going to be to my advantage that we are as deep and we are as experience-laden as we are.
Sure. And one of the hires you're going to have to make pretty soon in short order, I guess, is the defensive coordinator. So hiring your former position, and how is that process going?
You know what though? I'm going to stay with D.
Okay.
But I've got a couple guys on my staff that are going to take on the offense together. I've got one guy who I'm naming technically the run game coordinator and the other one, the pass game coordinator.
Okay.
Just because neither have been a coordinator by themselves. And so I didn't want to put them in a pickle or their first year. And so I'm going to have them collaborate together and we'll make this darn thing work.
All right. Is that something that do you have some experience with that in your coaching travels where you think that format would be successful, or is this something you feel like you're doing what's needed for this situation?
Okay. Honestly, it would just be what I feel is best. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I haven't had a program where that worked because, again, under Coach Lombardi, it's been him and myself sure. running the O and the D for the last 8 years. And it's just the two guys that I got, though, I think are going to do a great job. That's the best part. And so just their ability to communicate with each other, I'm not too worried about how it's going to play itself out.
Very good. Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing more to continued good things from the Crimson. You guys have established yourself kind of like I remember years ago when Lombardi started, and his whole goal was to really establish Maple Grove as a football team that could be kind of like the community in the sense that Maple Grove was very much growing and you know he saw a lot of potential in the community, and he wanted to translate that to football success, and he was able to do that. So. Good luck to you as you take the helm here and get started with the Crimson.
Hey, appreciate it, David.
Sounds good.
Yeah.